Kenya is in the midst of a contentious presidential election campaign, and the number one issue on voters' minds? Inflation. Price hikes have affected every aspect of life, including the street food. NPR's Eder Peralta reports from Nairobi.
Javid Malonzi's mandazi stand is right next to the chicken shop. Every day he makes hundreds of mandazis. They're like fluffier donut holes that Kenyans eat on the go. Amid the bustle of the city, Malonzi carefully rolls out his dough. The price of mandazis has been one of the few constants in Kenya lately. They're still about 4 cents a pop.
It is still 5 shillings each, but it is so costly on their side.
The price of flour and cooking oil have risen, so they have had to make some adjustments. He uses a sharp knife to cut two different sizes of dough.
You see the difference? Even this?
It's a big difference, yeah.
Before, a mandazi could be a meal, but inflation means that the mandazis, while still delicious, have gotten significantly smaller.
Have your customers complained that the mandazis are too small?
Too much. Sana.
Very, very much. The Kenyan government says that inflation isn't terrible at about 7%, but economist Exen Idaki says it's likely much higher than that. He notices it every time he fills up the car.
I remember I used to fill my car with about 5,000 shillings. Now it's about almost 8,000 shillings.
This is
very significant. I have to now to plan my trips when I'm going somewhere.
Idaki says Kenya just hasn't gotten a break. It started with COVID, then the war in Ukraine sent oil prices soaring, and now there's a historic drought and an election season, which in Kenya tend to be violent and contentious and bad for the economy.
So it's a confluence of three bad things, or maybe three big shocks to the economy, and everybody's feeling the effect.
Kenyans are seeing things they haven't seen in decades. In April, there was a fuel shortage that kept cars off the streets. And at the moment, getting U.S. dollars has become difficult. And here, the government has a history of being hands-off. Kenyans are left to fend on their own. Iraqi says it's made them resourceful.
They have learned that you're on your own. So whether COVID comes, whether Ukraine comes, we have learned to be on ourselves. And that has forced us to become very resilient.
On the streets, Kenyans joke that cooking oil is so valuable, you need an armed escort when you score a liter. The mamembogas, the ladies who sell vegetables on the streets, say even the price of potatoes is up. Jane Nyiri says they come to Nairobi on trucks, and those trucks need expensive fuel.
For a sack of potatoes, she used to buy them for 1,800. Now it's 35 to 4,000.
She puts her hands up. What can she do?
So how are you living these days?
Oh, we're not alone. They're surviving with those problems. They're trying to survive within those problems.
It's a refrain I hear over and over across this city. We're not living, we're surviving. Eder Peralta, NPR News, Nairobi.